Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is your people lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to get, just to have you with me. I really appreciate it. Head on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on, lots happening out there that you want to be involved and engaged with. And you do want to be involved and engaged. Don't be one of those people that just spews party line. I don't like it. Never did. Hey, if you head over to the website, a couple things you can do for me. One is, as I've been telling you, I can't tell you who it is, but a couple days ago, somebody I know in the same business that we're in got their page pulled with 500,000 followers, right? I want you to think about that. 500,000 lost like that. Not a problem. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. But listen, I want you to think about it. Think this through. If Facebook and Twitter and those guys can all kind of, they can determine them. We let this happen. You and I let this happen. We allowed Facebook, we allowed Twitter, YouTube to get so strong they can now dictate the message that goes out. If they had those two doctors, they were stating fact about COVID-19. They were laying out numbers that you can make. I mean, my God, when did the left all of a sudden decide that it was not good to inform people? I mean, the last time that was true was during the Jim Crow era, remember? They wouldn't allow black people to be educated. Because if they got educated, they might be able to get out of their situation. And we wouldn't want that now, would we? I mean, this is craziness. So you've allowed, I've allowed social media to dictate how we're going to put our message. That's why I push for what we refer to in the business as terrestrial stations, radio stations. I have my own Android and Apple app. If you grab those and you listen to those, you can use those to be able to hear the show no matter what's going on. And some of you that are stuck in Facebook, stop feeding the beast. Okay? You know, I watch these new social media platforms, you know, pop up. And I watch you guys join them. And then what do? Forgive me, but really? What do? You put links back to Facebook. Why would you do that? Take the same story, the same comment you're making, and post it somewhere else. For Twitter type, you know, we joined, we hopped onto Parlay, or Parlor is what they're calling it. In the early days, it was Parlay, but guess what? We were too ignorant as a nation, as a society, to know what that meant. Right? So there's one you may want to try, because they don't censor you. I mean, short of you saying you want to kill a certain group or a certain kind of people, they won't censor you. And we've seen the messages flow easy there. Right? We've been a member of Spreely for a long time. I mean, there's a bunch of them out there you can join, but there's ones that are growing, that are solid. And maybe I wouldn't push one in general at this point. And the only reason I say that is you just never know who's staying and who's going away. So if you want to belong to one or two, maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. This is out of, as a famous person once said, this is above my pay grade. So I don't know which one to tell you to go to. I will tell you right now, we are on several of them. And if you want to know which ones you're on, head over to the website. You know, that thing that I put up so you guys can get information on me and the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, got to bring him on after the break. But I have somebody joining me who's turned out to be a friend over the years. He works in the financial world, if you would. And, you know, helps people maintain their retirement funds. Make sure that you're not sleeping in the back of your car, which many people are doing. Some people are sleeping in their RVs, which, hey, there's some really nice RVs out there, so that might not be a bad thing. But, you know, with this COVID-19 that's got everybody freaked out, he is, he's making sure that you don't spend the money, you don't get into the debt that you don't need to be in. Because some people feel that this is going to go on for a long time. And you need to have the money. You can't make the money you used to make, maybe. And maybe the market will stall and stagger. Maybe it'll go down. Maybe it'll go up. I don't know. Maybe gold will hit an all-time low of $6. Bitcoin may be the new money of the day. I have no clue. Some weeks I don't have two nickels to rub together. Other weeks I have a bunch of dimes I can rub together. That's why I tell you, I bring in the experts. There's a reason why we bring in the experts. And some of you are trucking along like it's business as usual. Look, I'm not a doomsdayer. So I'm not going to tell you, oh my God, you've got to be ready for the meteor to hit the planet. But don't do that, because you've got too many other people that are acting like it's the end of the world. Too many. So you need to make sure. You know, I can't resist. You need to make sure you have something to wipe your backside with, because there's a whole bunch of nuts out there that went and soaked up all the toilet paper because they're fearing they won't have any. Right? There'd be nothing left. I remember the first few weeks that I don't know if you guys caught this. The first few weeks that the toilet paper was missing off the shelves everywhere, you couldn't find it any place. Remember, did you see all the bidet commercials that were going on everywhere? It's like, yeah, okay, sure, that'll work out. Or we could do what a certain group of people do. You know, using... and you can figure this one out yourself. Using the public facilities to wash themselves by hand, if you know what I'm saying. Anyhow, all right, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can hit up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. If you want text alerts, it's very simple. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Guests will be with me. I'm going to tell you who it is. You have to come back. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunnybay.com. Sunny-Bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to Sunny-Bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
One of my favorites. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can find a list of stations there. You can listen live. You can watch live. Should be listening from your station. Now, listen, if your station doesn't carry the show, you need to call them. You know, it's great that we put together the tools that you can listen on your phone, but you shouldn't have to listen on your phone, right? So you call your local station, say, how come you don't carry this? What is wrong with you people? Why don't you carry this show? And if you don't get the response you're looking for, that I would be looking for, then call me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll call the station manager right here live on the air. We'll see if we can pull that off. But we will push. We've got five stations this year. Because of you great listeners and people that have got involved, got engaged, and want to see the show put on a station in your area. So thanks so much for being with me. All right. So I always tell you the same thing. When it comes to finances and the stock market and retirement plans and even, you know, where to hide your money around the house, I'm not the expert. And I like to bring people on who have a clue as to what they're doing. And I'm watching people. Hey, I like to read Facebook. I know it's not the indicator of the world, but it is an indicator of what people are doing. So I'm watching people, you know, either run up credit cards or going out and buying a whole bunch of gold and burying it in the backyard, buying an RV, buying 27 freezers to put food in because they're afraid there's not going to be any food Tuesday morning. There's some crazy stuff going on out there. And, you know, Arif Halaby and myself, we've been friends for quite a few years. He is a, we'll say he's a financial professional. I like the word guru, but nobody else does. Financial professional for well over 24 years. Arif, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Hey, thanks, Joe. I appreciate having me here.
Yeah, we would do, you know, the other day, Arif, before we get rolling here, why don't you tell people about your show and how they can find you?
Yeah, well, we're on the Salem Network. I don't know, gosh, 15 years now? 3,000 radio shows? The Total Financial Hour.
You don't
hour.
Look that old. When did you start when you were?
the Total. And then I fill in for you. Now and again, I always have that
he
privilege.
Guest host here.
Really an honor, actually, to be able to fill in for the great Joe. Part of what we do is we help you kind of manage money, plan for retirement, get out of debt. Those things matter because for most of us, something like this is a certainly a life-changing event for our friends and family. The emotional part, though, is something that we can't deal with. But the financial part, right? I love it when my favorite AOC times three and her clueless wonder, you know, when they get together, they say, you know, Americans, half of Americans, 80%, whatever number they throw out, they just make up numbers, live paycheck to paycheck. I said, okay, listen, certainly a lot of people do, and for lots of reasons.
Right.
Well, understand that that's often the person's fault. Listen, I'm with you. I'm okay. I get it. I've been there. But let's talk about this for a minute. If you make $50,000 a year for 20 years, that means $1 million has come through your hands. So what I'm saying is it's time for us to learn. And what I don't like is when you are living check to check, all of us have. I've been there. All of us have been there at some point. We're still there.
And the car's been pretty comfortable at times, too.
Yeah, I used to sleep in my car, not because I didn't have a house, but I worked three jobs. So right. For 2.5 years, in order, I got scammed, and that's why I started in the financial business, but I got scammed. I lost everything. I was a Los Angeles policeman from 11 at night until 7:30 in the morning. I would take a shower at the police station, sleep in the parking lot, and go off and do my other jobs at mall security and, you know, undercover fraud stuff. And, you know, this is part of what I had to do to rebuild my financial life 26 years ago. This is important because those are temporary conditions. You have a chance to build your financial life all the time. So instead of sitting around like all of us do and we feel sorry for ourselves for a moment, I get it. Take a moment, sit down, cry, be upset, figure it out. But now look around. I spoke to a client today. They have a cleaning business, a janitorial business.
Right.
How quickly they turned, they flipped a switch, they bought the smoke machines, right? The fogging machines.
Right.
They were certified by the EPA to be able to fog and disinfect movie theaters.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
Churches, auditoriums, malls. Can I say that they're not worried about next month's paycheck? Right?
Oh, yeah.
So there's always an opportunity. And what we need to do is to sit down and look around and say, listen, this is a temporary condition, but our actions are going to make it permanent, or they're going to turn around and say, how can we create this to be an opportunity of a lifetime?
You know, one of the things you were talking about in your show the other day was people that were selling life insurance policies or the ability to.
Sure.
And I got to thinking about it afterward. I was thinking, give us some ideas as why that's good or bad, right? And because it's really, if you're acting on emotion right now and you're going, oh my God, this is the only way I'm going to be able to have money, not probably the way to respond.
Correct? Yeah, yeah. For all of us that have a family, I think you have a responsibility to have life insurance. No question about it. Now, if it means, you know, food on the table or life insurance, of course, food on the table. But if you're a father or a husband, a wife or a mother, you have a responsibility. If somebody is counting on your income, then life insurance should be a part of the conversation. Now, let's say you bought a 30-year term policy, and you did. for a period of time. Simply because along that journey, you were waiting for the kids to grow. They were going to be self-funding. You had to pay off the house if something happened to you. You had it for a period of time. My conversation with you should be this. If you are at a place in your life where you no longer need the life insurance, but it's still valid, you're still paying it, you still have it, you may have an opportunity to sell it. Now, there's two different types or ways to sell. There's viaticals and there's life settlements. Viaticals.
Viatical. I
mean, V as in Victor.
Sell them in the medical class.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. V as in Victor. Viatical. Here's what it does. It's a function of your health. So if you remember back many years ago when the HIV became a thing and it was the first time it really hit, and young men obviously were infected at a much, much larger rate than anybody else. And when that took place, they were selling their life insurance policies for experimental treatment to just try to get better or just to live the last days of their life.
Right.
So organizations, company, financial programs went out and bought it. And as they turned around and bought it, when the people passed away, they were paid off. So let me give you a good example. You have $1 million life insurance policy and you're given, 6 months to live, 1 year to live. Well, in a viatical, they might say, listen, we're willing to take that. And we're willing to take it for $250,000. Here's $250,000 cash right now. Done. Now what happens? Well, when you pass away, they receive $1 million. But in the case of HIV, for example, a lot of people lived well beyond what the companies had planned for.
But God bless, that's a good thing that they lived, but not for the companies. We're going to do more of that on the other side of the break. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with my friend Eric Halavy. Don't go far. We're going to try to keep you from blowing money emotionally. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tells the heads of several large companies he expects more states to reopen soon. He also said he blames other leaders for the virus pandemic.
This plague should never have happened. It could have been stopped, but people chose not to stop it.
A federal study of more than 1,000 people hospitalized with COVID-19 was treated with the antiviral drug remdesivir. It found it shortened recovery time an average of 4 days. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the drug is a treatment.
This has nothing to do with vaccines. This is treatment for people who are already infected. Vaccines is to prevent infection in those who are at risk.
Results of this study do not conclusively show that the drug reduces death. No drugs are currently approved for treating the coronavirus, which has killed about 226,000 people around the world. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
A couple of nitwits.
I'm going to wait for Tom Petty to back off here. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I've been looking on Facebook and reading articles and, you know, finding out the kind of trouble that people are getting themselves into. And a lot of it is emotional. And I mean that. I mean, we're all emotional about, you know, especially when you see things coming down that you're not quite sure of, you know, the medical situation that's going on in this country and around the world for that matter. And, you know, do you pull all your money out of the bank? Do you turn it into gold? Do you bury it in coffee cans in the back? And you can actually bury it in coffee cans now because they're plastic. They're not tin, so you're good. But, I mean, the reality is, do you really know what to do with your money? Do you jump out of the stock market? Do you jump back? I mean, what do you do with all that? But my goal today, in this hour, is to make sure you just don't do something emotional. Does you have other options available to you? And that's why I've asked Arif Halaby to join me. He's a financial professional. He's been in it for 24-plus years and always appreciate. He has his own show that you can... Well, what's tell him the show is, Arif?
Yeah, it's every Sunday. It's on the Salem Network in the morning, Sunday at 11 o'clock, 11 to noon. The Total Financial Hour gives you a chance to learn about some of the upcoming financial issues of the week. But in addition to all of that, it actually throws a little bit of political spin in there. Listen, I'm all about math and logic. So 1 + 1 = 2. I don't care if you feel like it's 6.
You mean retirement is somehow tied to politics?
It's just a tiny bit. Politics and math. So if you do the math and you carry the one.
Now you're lying. No politician can add that I know of.
Well, if you don't carry the one and divide by two, then you are not a conservative.
So we were talking a little bit about the life insurance policies and what have you, and the not necessarily the different ones, but how people are thinking about cashing them in.
Yeah.
So they can actually make a few bucks. I think. Dangerous or not?
Well, think of it this way. When there's a crisis that happens in the house, back in the day, a lot of us would do a garage sale, right? You just run around the house. You say, all right, I need to sell this. We're not using that. Son, get up. You haven't played hockey for 2 years. Give me those boots. And you can do those kinds of things because in the financial world, right, or what you're thinking is the financial world, you are laying down a financial garage sale. You walk through and you say, okay, I have an old 401k here. I have my traditional IRA. I'm going to start this financial garage sale and see where I can find money to spend, to save, to get out of the way, right, of the world, financially speaking. So life insurance has often been a place where people have just thought it was a one-way street, unless, of course, somebody passed away, then they would collect. But I want you to think of it as a chance to maybe sell it. You can go to a place where you walk in and say, look, I have $1 million or $200,000, whatever, life insurance policy. I'm pretty ill. I need the money now, though. Right? You can do that. I had a client early on who used, who sold $100,000 of his life insurance policy. He was terminally ill and used it for a kidney transplant. So, and he's still alive today. I mean, it's been 25, 24, 3 wow. years, a long time. So a long time, right? Helpful. But what if you're not sick, you have a life insurance policy, your kids are off to college, you don't need it anymore, the home is paid off, or you just need to eat dinner today. There's something called life settlements. Now remember, you have the two directions, viaticals and life settlements. Life settlements allows you to sell a part of what you have in the world of saying, hey, listen, I have a portion of my funds that are my life insurance I just don't need. Is there a company out there that'll buy it? Now, it's purely a math problem. It's also based on your age, right? So it's just a thought. But when I covered it on my show the other day, I think a lot of folks thought, well, that's a place I never thought to look. I was just going to cancel it. Don't cancel it, because that's money that could go down the tubes. Now, look, a lot of folks have retirement accounts. If you are still employed with that company, you are allowed to pull out $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
Spread out the taxes over 3 years. Even pay nothing in tax year one, nothing in tax year two. Pay it all back year three, bingo, you win. So there is a way to be able to pull money out, no penalty, no fee to the IRS, take those funds, use them to live on. Now listen, you had to have saved to begin with. And as your Italian mother and my Lebanese father once said, you know, save for a rainy day. And what you do today, you know, you're going to reap tomorrow. Now, they might have said it in a different way or a different conversation.
Yep, you're right.
But they said it.
In a different language. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine with a shoe in their hand. Right? It's the way it worked in the Middle Eastern family household.
Well, not much difference from an Italian family.
Yeah.
So let's move on to some people that are kind of living off their credit cards. Thinking this is going to help them out, you know? Maybe they're unemployed for a while. They're waiting for money to come in. They're not going to get the money they think they were going to get, number one. Number two, some people are still waiting for unemployment that they filed 4 weeks ago. I think unemployment, Social Security, the rest of them, just overburdened, overwhelmed with everything that's going on. Living off your credit cards is not the smartest thing to do.
Well, if you have a rainy day fund, which is really what you should all have, I like to have 6 months of your expenses. Take 6 months, so what does it cost to live? I don't mean living extravagantly, because assuming things go south, you're laid off, right? You're not going to run around and do the things you would do financially speaking otherwise. You would think twice about that. And just food, shelter, clothing, insurance, right? That kind of stuff.
Right.
All right. Take 6 months of it. What is that 6 months? If it's $3,000 a month to live times six, or $10,000 a month to live times six, and that's ultimately what I want in a savings account. I know you're not going to make any interest. It's going to sit in a CD. It's going to sit in a credit union or a local bank, community bank. I like better than other banks, the larger ones I'm not a fan of, for lots of reasons. But a community bank or a credit union. So now what you've done is you've set money aside for that rainy day to buy time until unemployment comes, to buy time until your stimulus check comes. Now, you might say, gosh, Eric, it's too late. You're darn right it is. So where are we today? Well, you're going to have to do two things. You go to that financial garage sale. It could be some sort of way that you go through and you look at your financial accounts and you say, I'm going to have to pull from my IRA or my 401k. So here's what I want you to do. If you need to take from your traditional IRA or an old 401k, if you need to pull money from that, here's the way it works. Step one, you go from your 401k into an IRA. Once it's in there for a day, it's now considered a traditional IRA. Why do I say that? Because you have what's called a 60-day rollover option. Now, if you pull it from your 401k and you're not working there anymore, there is no option. It's a taxable event immediately. But if it goes into your traditional IRA, and now you pull the funds out to live, you have 2 months to get the money back. Now you have a breather. You're waiting for unemployment. stimulus check, whatever it might be, you buy yourself some time, and then you can put it back. 59 days, 59 minutes, get it back in, no penalty, no fee, no IRS tax. As long as it comes from that traditional IRA, it's a great way to utilize some of the rules.
Interesting, right? So, you know what I found out the other day in reading? You and I had talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Forbearance. You're hearing about forbearance, and the first thought that goes into your mind is, they're going to wipe out some of my payments and put them on the back of the loan. But that's not how it works, I found out. Forbearance simply means they're going to wait 3 months to collect the payments.
Yeah, each one of the debts could be different, but you're right. All of a sudden...
Catch the comment, though.
Yeah.
They're going to wait 3 months to pick up the payment.
That's right.
All 3 months.
Yeah, can you imagine a Cadillac pulling up in your car in your driveway with two guys coming out?
And goes, hey, we're here. Your 90 days are up.
I'm here for the forbearance. Why don't you make it a forbearance? One for me.
But I read an article that says forbearance is on the rise, and I'm thinking to myself, why would you do that when a lot of these mortgage companies will take a payment or two easily, as long as you've been good with it, and put those on the back of the loan, as opposed to waiting the 90 days, and then all of a sudden, let's say your payment is even $2,000 a month, that's $6,000 plus the next payment.
Well, look, with one of our properties, the mortgage company said, hey, we're willing to waive a payment, I think they said, for 90 days. I thought, well, that's pretty good. I don't mind that. And it came with a note that said, oh, but by the way, if you do that, you cannot refinance.
Oh.
And we were by chance considering refinancing anyway because interest rates are at all-time low. It's a commercial building. We thought, well, we'll do that. We're just going to refinance. No. No forbearance, no delay. You better make your payment on time. So that's the same thing with your home or any other property you have. If you are going to delay the payment, then you now go into a different class.
Well, when we come back, let's discuss some of the dumbest things that you can do with your money coming into this. Okay? And should we cut the check to Harvard for my kids' education next year?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Felicity Huffman is waiting for
it. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. What do you think, it was going to be Mambo Irishano? No. No, not going to happen. Rosemary Clooney, great lady. Too bad her nephew. Little off, if you know what I'm saying. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. I only send out one a week. Do not inundate you with emails. I hate when people do it to me, so why would I do it to you? I give you information, you know who's going to be in the show, or topics we're going to discuss, things we got going on, and you know what? I've got sponsors on that email. You can, even if you can't buy anything from them right now, call them and thank them for sponsoring the show. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Anyway, tell you about finances all the time when it comes to your retirement, or just even just getting through this rough patch that we have. Don't do stupid stuff. Don't get emotional. You know, what's really funny is I'm watching these people, my friends, my God. You know, they're waiting 3 hours in line at Home Depot to spend $1,000 to do something in their backyard that they wouldn't spend before because they didn't have the money. All of a sudden, they're not working. They have the money. I don't get this. It's 180 degrees from reality. So I don't know what to do with it. But let me bring him on because he knows more about this stuff than I do. Not spending $1,000 in the backyard, but whatever. Arif Halaby joins me. He's a financial professional. He's been at it for about 24-plus years. Arif, again, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot. You know, you had asked before the break, what are some of the mistakes? And, you know, so I'm thinking...
Some of the dumbest things.
Yeah, the dumbest things. What can we do that... What are we doing that we shouldn't be doing? Okay, here's a couple of, quote, dumb things that we are finding people are doing. They shouldn't be doing, but they are.
Yep.
Number one, I want you to focus on this. I do not like, okay, guys, forgive me, I have clients that own them.
No, go ahead.
Check cashing places.
Oh!
The amount of money for these payday advances, payday loans, the amount of interest and fees. Guys, if you can help it, don't do it. All right, it's just a big mistake. You know, listen, remember, I go back to homeless, cash advance check cashing. All right, listen, you're going to have to make a choice.
Especially if it's Uncle Guido's check cashing. You really don't like
that. Well, yeah, one that I had were owned by two Jewish ladies, and they would break your knee just as quick.
That's a tough one. Yeah. Very expensive. Or people take cash advances.
On their
paycheck
credit card.
Advances,
that's another
right?
one. Well, the not just the paycheck, but the credit card cash advances.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those are big bucks.
The fees, the amount of interest, they're earning interest from day one. It's that calculation that eats against you, and it can tend to really double and triple in no time.
Oh, yeah.
Here's part of the challenges, guys. You might need the funds. I get it. You might need cash in your pocket. But go back to thinking. Whether it's using your Apple...
I like that. That was good. Go back to thinking.
Because
right, I like that.
Remember, 1 + 1 is not 2, is 2, even if you believe that it's 9.
That's right.
And how many people believe 1 + 1 is 47? You can hold a sign. Listen, go to City Hall. Hold a sign with your union deal and say 1 + 1 is 47. It just isn't, all right? Okay, look, this is the other part of it. When we are looking at a cash advance scenario, right, we're looking at this as a how do we get our money we need it. Just use your credit card. You're still going to buy yourself 30 days or so. If you have to, this is if you have to, because it'll keep you from crossing that line into a cash advance. Because once you do that, 3% interest, fees right up front. I mean, these are things that'll eat you alive. Here's another one. Don't ever confuse the difference between a 401k and a traditional IRA. Now, people come to me all the time. They say, well, aren't they the same pre-tax? Yes, but I covered it just before the break. Here's part of the change. The 401k does not have a 60-day rollover provision. Now, with the CARES Act... to not get too confusing, it does allow you to withdraw funds from it. I get it. Provided that the 401k plan signed a document that says we are allowing it. Because some didn't. I had a client this week came to me that says, our 401k. We call the 401k provider and they said, no, we're not doing it. I said, yeah, but the plan said, yeah, the plan says you are allowed to do it as long as... You know, the law says you can, and oh, by the way, the plan has to have the document on file. So these are things that can eat you alive. Fees, taxes, penalties, interest. You just have to do it correctly. We see it. Yeah. And you guys, look, part of you are, you're smarter than you think. Right? Go back and work 2 and 3 and 4 jobs. I did. When I say I used to, for years, probably 4 years, I used to work 3 jobs at a time. Now, 2 were part-time and 1 was full-time. But when you have to get out of a mess, this is your family. Right? Listen, I wasn't too proud. I would pick up trash. You know, I used to clean the bathrooms of public parks as a teenager because it gave me $4.25 an hour. The summer of 84, the summer of 85. That's where I was, City of Los Angeles, cleaning a public park. You do what you have to do.
You know, when I used to, they thought I was heartless because when I used to hear about these people that would write checks at supermarkets, you know, in the old days, just to feed their family, and they'd bounce a check, and oh my God, he was just trying to feed. You know what? To your point, go see the store manager. Say, look, I got 5 kids to feed. I just need some food. Can I sweep up something? Can I clean something? Can I take out garbage? Is there an area I can mop? Right? I mean, there isn't that many cold, heartless people that would say, you know what, dude? Just pick up the garbage in the back or clean this up and I'll give you $30 worth of groceries. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, where we are in our area, there's sometimes homeless people, just like any place in Los Angeles. And when that happens, they come by, they'll say, hey, can I have a dollar? And I'll say, sir, I would never degrade you as a man or a human being to give you something for just existing.
That's good.
However...
Yep.
If you will clean and pick up the trash from this corner to that corner, and you come back, I'll give you $5. So the other day, the guy said, couldn't believe it. He's like, are you kidding? I said, no, sir, you clean it. You do that. You come back and knock on my office door. I'll walk with you. We'll make sure it's done, and I'll give you $5. You should have seen how tall that man stood. His shoulders were back. How quickly he worked and the effort that he put into making sure he didn't miss anything behind a bush. Nobody is too good to pick up trash. I did it for 3 years,
yeah.
Right, at summer picnics.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm telling you that I'll do whatever it took, who was going to take care of my family? My dad came to the United States, and he said they gave me a chance. He didn't want a guarantee, because he said with a guarantee comes zero opportunity.
Right.
And that was the change, and that really led to my belief that right now, you guys, there's an opportunity. You have to look around. We can feel sorry for ourselves, but that's over. That time has passed. You're going to have the next 6 months. Look around, find the opportunity. Look around and find a chance.
All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
Great.
Because there's 50 states. You know, right now, the way I see it, the way California's going and Governor Nuisance is heading, when it comes to opportunities or what have you and what he's laying out in front of us, if you've got a business you can move, if you can move or what have you, this is not the state to stay in. Would you concur? And you can tell me I'm wrong, but would you concur with that?
Yeah, what you do is take a look at two things. Everything, your relationships, businesses, states, communities, neighborhoods, they're either improving or they're declining. They never stay the same. Right? When people say, things are just blah, no, they're not. That means they're going backwards. So the state of California began its decline in the mid-70s. There's lots of reasons I won't get into it, mostly education and the unions really moving in. Instead of the unions thinking for the individual and making sure their rights were strong, it flipped. And the union became its own entity. It became a corporation. And it wasn't any difference except it had the privilege of sucking money out of the state. And when that change took place, today, the state of California is $450 billion with a B upside down in its two biggest pensions.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to change.
But, Eric, they have a surplus. What are you talking about? You obviously don't have a clue.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, Joe, hey, you have equity in your house. Let's say you had a boat. Let's say you had credit cards, car payments, and you refinanced your house, and your car's paid off, your student loans are paid off, your credit cards are paid down, and you came along and you said, hey, Arif, look, I'm debt-free. I go, no, Joe, you refinanced the house. It's not over here. Those are zero, but you moved the debt over there. So what the state of California did is it moved its debt, and it moved it into bonds. They still owe it. Right. And they took a cash advance on their credit card, and they put it in the bank, and they said, see, we have $30 billion. Hey, buddy, you guys owe $450 billion just in two pensions.
Yeah.
So where would I go? Like, what states do I think are friendly?
Friendly and make financial sense.
Yeah, two of them are really come to mind. Now, we have clients in 14 states. Most of our clients, I think we're at 8 out of 10 right now and this year, move and retire outside of the state of California. That's big.
That makes sense.
Because my parents, my mom and dad, drove from Michigan to come to California because that was the place for freedom and opportunity. That was the place. And today, people are making their wealth and they're leaving. So where are they going? Now, all of you are yelling Texas. Yes, you're right. I'm going to put that to the side. But they're going to places like Idaho. They're going to places like Utah. Now, that bucks the trend of the 35-degree parallel. Right? It used to be because of weather. Weather's harsher in the north, better in the south. And as that change has happened, we're starting to see people certainly go to Texas and Arizona. But we're seeing Utah and Idaho start coming up.
South Carolina. Tell people if they want more of this sage advice, who do they need to call?
Well, you guys can give us a call. I'll give you a simple phone number, 888-99-RETIRE. That's 888-997-3847.
Now, that doesn't mean they have to wait till they're 99 to retire.
Nah.
Take it. Okay, good. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Listen, coming up next hour, Dr. Bridget was going to be with us, and we're going to talk about that team that you have at home that you kind of don't know what to do with. You know what you'd like to do with them, but she's going to tell you how to deal with him or her. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.